Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Have you allowed life's troubles to cause you to take your eyes off of Jesus? Today's message will help you get your focus back on the One who is the source of all things. We pray that you are blessed by today's message entitled, Refocus.
God began to speak to me. And He showed me something. And He said, this is what's wrong with the church. You lost your focus. You've got to focus on everything but Jesus. Look at somebody and tell them, you know that's the truth. You know that's the truth. Just come on, you know that's the truth. I'm going to try to bring it to y'all like He gave it to me. If you look here, glory to God, according to the Word of God, that as you read in Matthew 14 and 22nd, and the Bible said, and straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into His ship and go to the other side, while He sent the multitude away. And when He had sent the multitude away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossing with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they was troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus said unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be thy, bid me come unto thee on the water. In other words, He said, command me to come to you on the water. And He said, come. And when Peter was coming down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw, that's what I want y'all to see, the wind bustering, that word means strong, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? And when they was coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Now, I began to, glory to God, to get up this morning looking to Jesus and keep looking to Jesus. Although there are storms all around us. Y'all come on, and I'm not talking about no natural storm, but I'm talking about a spiritual storm. There's a situation just like this storm occurred around Peter when he decided he was going to step out in faith, when he decided he was going to obey God's command. Come on, just when you decide and make up your mind, I'm going to obey God, then stuff began to happen all around you. But you got to keep looking at Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you just got to keep looking at Jesus. And that's what done happened to the church. The Lord began to let me know, glory to God, because of situation that has occurred, people have stopped looking to Jesus. Oh, y'all know it's the truth. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you stop looking to Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. You start to looking and focusing on your situation. Somebody ought to shout glory. But I come to tell you, long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, oh, come on, glory to God, you will walk in the supernatural. Long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will do the impossible. Those things what look impossible to man, they'll be possible to you just because your eyes is on Jesus. Oh, look at somebody and tell them, you better put your eyes, put your focus back on Jesus. Somebody ought to shout glory. I want you to know, glory to God, when that storm and the wind got strong and Peter started looking at it, glory to God, hallelujah, the Bible said he sank. And when you look at the word sink means to go to a lower position. And that's what ever happened to the church. And God don't demote us, he promotes us. I feel a Holy Ghost in here. And I just want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing. Your situation might have carried you to a lower position. But you can refocus yourself. And when you refocus yourself, you can get back into a higher position. You can get back to walking in the supernatural. You can get back to having those things that the devil said you couldn't have. You can get back to having those things, glory to God, hallelujah, that man said would not take place. I want you to know what the church got to do is get the focus back. I dare you to touch three people and tell them, baby, you need to get your focus back. The devil got your children acting a fool. The devil got all this stuff going on around you. It ain't nothing but a stone, glory to God. But I want you to know it came to get your focus on Jesus. But if you put your focus back on Jesus, God can take care of it. Or look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, there ain't nothing that God cannot handle. Yes. I wish I had some help in here. Yes. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, glory to God. The only problem was he stopped looking to Jesus. When life is in a turmoil, when life is confused, when life is in an uproar, glory to God, you got to still look to Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you got to steady look to Jesus. You cannot allow what you go through to get your focus on Jesus. Somebody ought to shout glory. I can do all things through Christ that strength in me. That's why I'm gonna keep my focus on Jesus. Or somebody ought to shout glory. You took your eyes off of Jesus for your sickness. Didn't he tell you, glory to God, by his stripe I am healed? Peter didn't sing till he got his eyes off Jesus. He was doing the supernatural long as he had his eyes on Jesus. Somebody ought to shout glory. I come to take you, glory to God, hallelujah. The church then went to a lower position. But today I believe you reposition yourself. I believe today, glory to God, you regain your focus. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I regain my focus back today. Listen here, glory to God, hallelujah. When Jesus commanded Peter, he told Peter, he said, come to him on the water, even though it made no sense. Peter did what Jesus said. Obedience is what Peter, that obedience, y'all, do y'all hear it? Is what Jesus said. Or somebody ought to shout glory. Peter obeyed him. Whatever he told him, he did it. Come on, it didn't make no sense. You can't work by whether it makes sense or not. You just got to know he said it. If he said it, then glory to God, hallelujah. You got to be obedient. If he said run, run. If he said jump, jump. If he said do this or do that, you got to do it. Just be obedient. The devil don't like it when you obey God. I dare you to touch three people and tell them the devil don't like it when you obey God. Or somebody ought to shout glory. Hallelujah. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah. That thing came to get his focus. That thing came to get your focus. Whatever it is you're going through, it just come to get your focus. It ain't as bad as you seem like. It just came to get your focus. What he said, sister, he said that, but when he saw the wind, strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He saw.
That's what's wrong with us, glory to God. We take our eyes off Jesus and start looking at the situation. And I just want to ask y'all one question. Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? If you really know that anything ain't too hard for God, I want you to know, glory to God, honey, you better grab a hold today and you better not let go. You better tell the devil today, I got my focus back. I want you to know it ain't too hard that God can't save your children. Somebody ought to shout, glory. Why are you worrying about it? Why are you worried about that sickness? Why are you worried about that trouble? Don't you know ain't nothing too hard for God?
When he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid.
When he something. Listen here. I want you to know something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God don't give us a spirit of fear. Power, yes. Love, and a sound mind. Somebody going to shout glory. I want you to know sometime in the midst of your situation, the devil will try to bring fear. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to overcome it with the word of God. You got to let the devil know. God don't give me no fear. So if God didn't give me the fear came from you. And therefore God has given me power over you. I rebuke you. Because what God has commanded me to do, I'm going to do it. And fear will not stop me. God, I feel you in here. Look at somebody and tell them, I will not allow fear to stop me from obeying God. I wish I had the strength to preach this thing. So what he said,
He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried.
See, he was afraid. And he began to sink. See, he took his eyes off Jesus. When he took his eyes off Jesus, as long as he had his eyes on Jesus, that was faith in operation.
Yes.
But when he took his eyes off Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, and fear began to grip him. Now, did you hear what I said? Glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to know faith versus fear. You either fear or you got faith. Come on, somebody. And I want you to know, glory to God, fear began to grip him. And what he said?
Lord, save me.
And then he hollered out, Lord, save me. He started sinking. But long as he had his eyes on Jesus, long as he had his faith, come on, somebody. He was walking on the water. But the minute he took his eyes off Jesus, he started sinking. He went to a lower position. And that's what then happened to the church. That's how come when you come into the house of God, you got to tell him, clap your hands. That's how come you got to tell him, shout hallelujah. That's how come you got to tell him, glory to God, hallelujah. Clap your hands and say he's good. Or somebody ought to shout glory. But when you was in the faith position, nobody had to take you to do that. You automatically clap your hand. You automatically shout, the Lord is good and worthy to be praised. Clap your hands and give the Lord praise and glory. So what he says to
say? And beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me.
For the minute he sank, he cried, Lord, save me. And Jesus was right there, reached out his hand. And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, thou a little faith. Look at somebody and tell them a little faith is better than no faith at all. Because you better know, glory to God, the others that was in the ship, them guys didn't have no faith. Somebody ought to shout glory. But Peter had a little faith. But the situation, glory to God. His focus. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. But now you need to go back to God and say to him, strengthen my unbelief. Or somebody ought to shout glory. Help me in my unbelief. Because glory to God, hallelujah, he had a little faith. A little faith got him out there on the water. Somebody ought to shout glory. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, regain your focus, honey. And you just keep coming to church and sitting on a pew and ain't got no faith in God. I come to take you, glory to God. It's time to put your faith in God.
Oh, my God. Oh, thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Listen, he said, wherefore did thou doubt?
Yes.
Why are you doubting? Come on. Situation causing me to doubt.
Yes.
He doubted because he took his eyes off Jesus.
Glory.
Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, we got to get our eyes back on Jesus.
We got to get our eyes back on Jesus.
And then well, listen what the Bible said. Come on.
And when they were coming to the ship.
When they come into the ship.
The wind ceased.
The wind stopped. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Look at somebody and tell them, that thing going to stop.
That thing going to stop.
Look at them and tell them, that thing going to cease.
That
situation with your children going to cease.
Yeah.
It going to cease. Lord, I'm going to tell you when what's going to make it cease. It's when you, glory to God, remain with your eyes on Jesus.
Yes.
Letting the devil see, when the devil see your faith and he can't shake your faith, it's going to cease, baby. It's going to stop. You got to be like Job. Well, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I buy. Yeah? Yet will I trust in him. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory. I want you to know that's what God looking for in us today. Somebody ought to shout glory. We allowing too many situations. temptations to make us lose our focus, to make us take our eyes off Jesus. But I come to tell you today, it's time for the church to put your eyes back on Jesus. It's time for the church to know I can do the impossible long as I keep my eyes on Jesus Christ.
Ship came and worship him.
Wait a minute now. See, this is a choice you gotta make. You got to make a choice that I'm gonna either worship him, I'm gonna worry. I'm gonna either worry or I'm gonna worship.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen here, glory to God, hallelujah. I come to tell you, I don't care what kind of situation you got. Do you know worship is a weapon?
Yes.
If you choose, glory to God, devil, you ain't going to upset me. Devil, you ain't going to make me worry. I ain't going to be moved by what you're doing. What I'm about to do is just worship God. Somebody ought to shout, glory. You got to make up your mind that I'm going to be a worshiper in this situation. In this situation, I will not be a whiner. In this situation, I will not worry. In this situation, I will not be moved.
Lord
said,
tell them help in the house today.
Yes!
Yes, Lord! Hallelujah!
Did y'all hear what I said? I just heard the Lord say, tell them help is in the house today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Thank you.
It ain't no help because I'm here.
Thank you.
It's help because he here. Woo! I beg you to look at somebody and tell them help is in the house today. He come to help you with your situation. He came to tell you why, glory to God, hallelujah, you're failing. He come to tell you why you're sinking. Because you got your eyes off of him and put your eyes on the situation.
My God, my God.
So they made up their mind. We ain't gonna worry.
Yeah, we gonna worship.
We gonna worship.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
What's wrong? I ain't never seen so many saints got nerve problems. You'll be surprised. You go in some of these pocketbooks and you see how many folk popping pills for their nerves. It's because you choose to worry instead of worship.
Oh, yeah.
Get your focus back. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, get your focus back.
We pray that after today's message, you have regained your focus. This message was originally preached on September 22nd, 2019. Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.